Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I was going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. If you live in Midland, you are familiar with this sign. A couple of things. First off, I Googled the word way. How many times does the word way appear in the Bible? And if you can trust Google, there are 265 million sites to visit. Anyway, they say there are 407 times that the word way is used in the Scriptures. And Webster Dictionary has quite a number of definitions for way, but it comes from the Anglo-Saxon word weg, W-E-G. And it means a road, a path, a guide. Way. Well, I'd like to share a little story about my own experience on a one-way street. Not here in the good old U.S. of A. In 1980, I visited one of our seminarians preparing for a priesthood at the North American College at the end of his first year. And if you know anything about World War II history, when the Americans liberated Rome, they saw what confusion the road system was in Rome and decided to introduce one-way streets. And along the Tiber, there are three lanes going up the Tiber and three lanes going down the Tiber. And you know, they make those nice markings on the roads, you know, that paint. Well, with the Italians, it's only a suggestion. When you might get to a stop light, There are three lanes, un, deux, trois, en français. And there could be a delivery truck, a bus, a car, two mopeds, and some little mini something. And there are only two actions for Italian drivers, fast or stop. Well, we went out to dinner one evening, and it was on one of the one-way streets in Rome. And so we are in a taxi cab. And this taxi cab driver is doing the fast and stop. And we're flying down this one-way street, and the seminarian says, well, that's the restaurant. So we're hollering, stop, stop, stop. So he slams on the brakes and throws it in reverse. And we're going, no, no, no. And he goes, still one way, facing. Angel of God, my guardian dear. It's not good just to be facing the way. It's good to be going the way. We hear that from Thomas saying, how are we going to know the way? And Jesus tells us and told them that he is the way. Now, we are in post-resurrection time in the church this Easter season. But the scripture we hear today is the beginning of the Last Supper discourse. This is Jesus sharing his thoughts with his disciples before he dies. And we have to also put it into the context of what it means to follow the way. The disciples knew graphically what it meant to follow the way. Because in the previous chapter, chapter 13, Jesus washes their feet. He strips himself of his outer garment and humbles himself and washes the dirty road grime off the feet of his disciples. And he tells them, what I have done, you must also do. They've got a pretty concrete idea in their mind what it means to follow the way. And Jesus is still encouraging them in his connection, even though in that same chapter 13, he knows who his betrayer is. And he knows the rock that he has chosen to build his church on will deny him. But he didn't say, get out of the car. He said, come along the way. And as he spoke with Philip, and when Philip is saying, well, show us the Father, Jesus is trying to remind them of the unitive nature of the Lord and his Father and them, that they be one. And he is also reminding them, as long as I've been with you and listening, have you been listening? To go the extra mile, to turn the other cheek, to forgive not one time or three times, but many, many, many times. It's the way. Dr. Karl Rahner, a German Catholic theologian, once talked about fundamental option. He said, either we are fundamentally opting toward God or not. So either we're going one way or we're throwing the taxi in reverse. Dangerous. So as we gather in this Easter season and are moving through these times and hearing these words of Jesus, we see that the church struggled. You know, that first reading tells us there was struggle. Different language, different culture, but they both were called to follow the way. apparently some of them weren't getting their Cheerios that morning. And so that is a reminder to us, yes, we're going to rub against one another and sometimes cause some friction. But that doesn't mean we should give up on moving the way to our God and to the kingdom. And the heartening thing is, at the end of today's gospel, Jesus says that he's done these great things. And he says, if those of his listeners, that's us, embrace the understanding of the way, the truth, and the life, that we will do greater things than these. He has confidence in us. He has trust in us. So, let us work toward the way, the path to life. Footnote, if there's a missing one-way sign in Midland, I didn't take it.